Good morning. It's Monday, April 27th, 2020. 26. And the wolf is back at the desk. After a quiet weekend on the research feeds and an unusually loud one on the industry side, today's notebook is heavier on capital, governance, and serving infrastructure than on new architectures, the shape of a Monday after a Saturday-Sunday gap. Four stories. Let's get into them. First up, the DeepSeek V4 follow-through, and the moment the model became a fully deployable open-weights frontier system. The headline event was Friday's release of V4 itself, which we covered on Saturday. The headline event since then is Friday's other release, the SGL Lang and Miles team's announcement of day zero open source support for both inference and reinforcement learning training of V4. This matters more than it sounds, because the open stack gap was the structural advantage closed labs still had over open weights competitors. SGLang's serving stack pulls together five new pieces purpose-built for V4's hybrid sparse attention, manifold constrained hyperconnections, and FP4 expert weights. Shadow Radix is a prefix cache that natively handles V4's hybrid attention layers, which the standard Radix tree caches in VLLM and TGI cannot do. HiSparse is a hierarchical memory sparse attention engine that extends the key value cache to CPU memory memory, letting the system keep more context resident than fits in GPU memory. Multi-token prediction speculative decoding ships with in-graph metadata, which avoids the host device round trip that has been bottlenecking speculative decoding in earlier serving stacks. Flash Compressor is an I/O-aware exact compression pass on attention activations. Lightning Top K accelerates the routing layer for V4's mixture of experts. And a hierarchical multi-stream overlap scheduler keeps the GPU utilization high under the hybrid attention pattern. On a 30,000 token decode benchmark, a passage from Dream of the Red Chamber, SGLang reports a meaningful throughput edge over the closest open source competitor at best effort speculative configurations. The training side, called Miles, implements V4 in Megatron LM and supports the full data tensor sequence expert pipeline context parallelism matrix with custom kernels for the hybrid attention and the manifold constrained hyperconnections. It includes an end-to-end mixed precision reinforcement learning loop, which is the part that lets verified RL pipelines on V4 land on launch day rather than waiting weeks for community ports. The roadmap previews FP4 inference kernels for non-Hopper hardware, specifically Huawei Ascend and Blackwell variants, which is the missing piece for the Ascend runnable claims that drove last week's coverage. Read alongside the V4 release itself, this is the day the model became fully deployable in production on the open stack. The throughput lead matters less than the breadth of the integration. Prefix caching with hybrid attention, large prompt key value cache that exceeds GPU memory, day zero verified RL. These previously required either Anthropic-style, proprietary infrastructure, or substantial in-house engineering. By bundling them on day zero, the open stack has closed most of the practical gap between OpenWeights V4 and a hosted V4 endpoint. Moving on to our second story, OpenAI's Our Principles, posted yesterday under Sam Altman's byline. This is OpenAI's first major policy post since the foundation expansion, and it lays out five principles the company says will guide its decisions through the AGI transition: democratization, empowerment, universal prosperity, resilience, and adaptability. Each is named explicitly and given a paragraph of explanation, but the post's real interest is in the things it concedes that previous public-facing OpenAI documents have hedged. On commercial posture, Altman is unusually direct. The company's seemingly unusual moves, massive compute purchases against modest revenue, vertical integration on the infrastructure side, data center buildouts on multiple continents, are all downstream of a belief in universal prosperity that requires driving the cost of artificial intelligence infrastructure down by orders of magnitude. The resilience principle commits the company to using foundation resources on cross-industry safety work and concedes that there will be capability levels, pathogen design, cyber capabilities, at which OpenAI expects to need to coordinate with other labs and governments before proceeding. The adaptability principle is the one with practical bite. Altman acknowledges that OpenAI is, in his words, a much larger force in the world than it was a few years ago, and commits to being transparent when, how, and why operating principles change. He names as a concrete example that the company can imagine future periods where it has to trade off some empowerment for more resilience. The post reads as both a rejoinder to critics who have called the company's recent moves opportunistic and a quiet expansion of the original charter to cover the iterative deployment strategy the company has converged on since GPT-2. Notably absent is any reaffirmation of the structural commitments around capped profit governance. The post is principles only, not corporate form. Adjacent to the principles post and getting more practical attention is a quote from Romain Hewitt that Simon Willison surfaced the same day. Hewitt confirms OpenAI has unified Codex and the main model into a single system as of GPT-5.4, and that GPT-5.5 takes that further with strong gains in agentic coding, computer use, and any task on a computer. There will be no separate GPT-5.5 Codex release. The agentic coding work folds into the main release line. Together, the two posts read, as OpenAI signaling both its philosophical posture for the next AGI step and its product consolidation, one model family, one set of principles, one company-level posture on safety and governance. Third up, Cohere is acquiring Aleph Alpha. The deal, announced Friday, creates a transatlantic sovereign AI alternative to the United States Frontier Labs, with the explicit blessing of the Canadian and German governments. The combined entity is being valued at roughly $20 billion on the strength of the deal terms, despite the fact that combined revenue alone could not justify that figure. Cohere reported $240 million of annual recurring revenue in 2025. Aleph Alpha had previously generated little revenue and significant losses. The financial backbone is provided by Schwarz Group, the German retail conglomerate that owns Lidl and Kaufland and operates Stackit, a sovereign cloud platform run by its IT division, Schwarz Digits. Schwarz is putting in 500 million euros of structured financing, about $600 million, and Cohere is simultaneously raising a Series E that Schwarz will lead. The trade-off is concrete. In exchange for the financing, the combined entity will run on Stackit, which gives Schwarz Digits, one of the largest enterprise customers it has ever signed, and an anchor for its sovereign cloud pitch to other European corporates and governments. Cohere Chief Executive Aidan Gomez will lead the combined entity with Aleph Alpha integrated in subject to regulatory and shareholder approval. The strategic logic is that sovereign artificial intelligence, defined here as systems where companies and governments can keep full control of data without routing it through Microsoft, Google, Amazon Web Services, or the United States headquartered model labs, has become an increasingly explicit procurement requirement in Europe and parts of Asia, and that no individual European or Canadian player has been able to credibly serve that demand alone. Cohere brings the model lineage, command, embed, re-rank, the enterprise distribution, and the recent Series E momentum. Aleph Alpha brings the German government and corporate footprint, plus the regulatory trust that comes from being headquartered inside the European Union. The unstated competitor is Mistral, which has been pursuing a similar sovereign AI pitch from France, and which now faces a directly comparable transatlantic alliance with deeper distribution and a domestic cloud commitment. The coverage frames this as a potential turning point for sovereign AI procurement, a real Western alternative to OpenAI, Anthropic, and Google for organizations that legally cannot or politically will not run their AI on United States-controlled infrastructure. The valuation is more bet than realization. Investors are pricing in the strategic upside of the alliance and the Schwartz commitment, not the revenue. Whether that bet pays off depends largely on whether the combined entity can convert European government goodwill into procurement contracts at scale. And for our fourth and final story today, Apple confirmed Monday morning that John Ternus, the company's senior vice president of hardware engineering, will take over as chief executive from Tim Cook later this year, ending 14 years of Cook leadership. Cook leaves having built Apple into a $4 trillion business and dramatically expanded its services revenue. His tenure has been unusually disciplined on capital allocation and unusually conservative on artificial intelligence relative to Apple's peers. Ternus is a different kind of executive. He joined Apple in 2001 and rose through hardware, contributing to AirPods, the Apple Watch, and Vision Pro. The succession signals a renewed emphasis on hardware at exactly the moment when Apple's AI posture has been most criticized. Apple Intelligence still trails Google's Gemini integration and Microsoft's Copilot in both capability and platform integration, and the question for the new chief executive is whether the company finally moves on a major artificial intelligence acquisition or doubles down on the on-device Apple silicon-centric path Cook chose. Ternus's hardware background suggests the latter is more likely, particularly given that the M-series and Apple Silicon Pro lines have become the company's most defensible strategic asset. A hardware chief executive transition implies the next era will be defined by what those chips can serve at the edge rather than what models the company licenses from outside. The bench depth in services and operations under Cook means continuity for the parts of the business that fund everything else. The question for AI is whether Ternus moves Apple from following the platform layer to defining it. The market will be watching the first 6 months for two specific signals: whether Apple raises its capital spending guidance for AI infrastructure, and whether the company's posture toward third-party model integration changes. Either move would be a clear break from the Cook era. Continuity on both would tell us this transition was a renewal, not a pivot. That's the four for today. The thread that runs through them is consolidation in different registers. DeepSeek consolidating an open weight serving stack. OpenAI consolidating its product line and its philosophical posture. Cohere and Aleph Alpha consolidating the European frontier lab landscape, and Apple consolidating its hardware-led identity in a chief executive transition. The full digest has 26 items if you want to read further, including the Hugging Face daily papers slate, the Anthropic agent marketplace experiment, the main data center moratorium veto, and the running thread on the deteriorating public sentiment around the industry. The Wolf will be back tomorrow with whatever Tuesday brings. The archive feeds will have woken up by then, so expect more research signal in the next briefing. Until then, keep reading papers and stay warm out there.